Blessed day, we thank God for each of you. Amen. For the word of God is the words of life, and shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. We don't get the word in us, and then we don't have anything to stand on. Nothing to stand on, nothing to go on if we don't get the word of God in us. The word that we are to hide in our heart, that we may not stand against the Lord. Amen. Now, we got so many people today, they're telling the folks everything today, and what they're telling the people is not Bible, not biblical. Not biblical. And as I hear the superintendent say, we need to know, and that what the word of God said, when people come and tell us a lie and tell us something that is not written, something that is not biblical. Now, when people come and tell you something that is not biblical, then it's in our power that God has given us, amen, to correct them and to tell them, praise God, that what the Bible says. And they're not to teach anything or say anything that is not written in the Word of God. Amen. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. So we just thank God for the lesson on last week and the previous lesson that we had before. And I was thinking just a while ago, and said the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cut to asunder. Amen. And we talked on that. The word of God is sharp. Amen. But there are some people that don't, and it's piercing. There are some people cannot be pierced. Cannot be when?
Pierced.
Cannot be pierced because of why?
Their heart.
It cannot be pierced. What did I say?
They're like iron.
Some people have become like iron. Some people have become like what else?
Stone.
Like stone.
Like rock.
And like rock. And why you cannot peer the stones, rocks, and none of those things? Why not? Why you cannot pierce them?
Because they're so hard.
Because they are not punctured. You can't punch it. You cannot punch it. You cannot punch it. Otherwise, you can't stick, amen, anything in it. Stick a sword or anything in it. And people have become as these rock stones and iron. Because when you're trying to get the Lord trying to get the word in them, to get them to understand what the word of God is saying, they can't be punched. They cannot be punched. You can't help them. They don't want to be hurt. They say, every time they come to the church, they know how it's hurting somebody. It's always hurting somebody. And they always doing this. But vision, how they're not doing that, hurting on them. You get the word, the gospel is punching you. And otherwise, it stick you. Anything that punch you, it's sticking. I went to the doctor a few days ago, and I had to go take some tests, and they had to come with that long needle. Amen. Now, if I had a vessel of iron, she couldn't have got no blood. She wants some blood, so she called me down with that needle to punch me. Praise God. Amen. And I just sit there. Baby. I didn't look at it when she punched me. Before I noticed she had a needle in me. Come on here now. Amen. So now, the same way with the word of God. When you come to the house of God, the house of God is the hospital. Say hospital.
Hospital.
Yeah, the church is. The church is the hospital. And we have to come to the hospital, praise God, to be helped. Amen. To be helped. And a lot of times when you go to the hospital, they make you more sick. They make you more sicker than you are. Am I right? It makes them more sicker than you are, but they will cure them. Amen. Your ailment, whatever your ailment may be, they're going to cure it. Amen. They're going to find the source, and they're going to work on the source, and they're going to get you well. Amen. But meanwhile, before then, you're going to be hurt. I know that's real right. You're going to be hurt. That's right. That's right. All right. So now, Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. We want to dwell on this. We'll dwell on this again today. Because I want to get it in your spirit, praise God, what is the Word of God is all about. And it's important for us to get it. Now, I know that some of you hadn't listened at y'all when you were being reviewed. You didn't say anything. You had nothing to say. I know that you hadn't studied a lesson. You hadn't went back until that's what you written down and looked into it on yesterday. So I can't understand how you can go and you can read something on yesterday and come back tonight and the next day and don't know nothing. What did I say?
Yesterday and come back today.
That's right. Amen. So now if you had studied your lesson, then you ought at least be able to put some input in on what the teacher is saying. You know something about what they're saying. You ought not be so much a negative. Don't know nothing. Don't know anything about what has been said, and that proved that you had not listened to the tape, listened to your minutes that you had written down or whatever. Praise God. Amen. When you come on Saturday nights or Saturday of the day, you should read your minutes, or you should listen to your tapes on Saturday nights. You should look at it, and you should read something on Saturday nights. Amen. So when Sunday morning comes, you can be refreshed. You can know. Now, I said a few days ago, praise God, you can cook something today and tomorrow, it ought to be what? It ought to be when?
Better.
It ought to be better. Amen. What I'm saying, it ought to taste better. It ought to be the season have went into whatever the meat or greens or whatever you're cooking, or peas or whatever you're cooking. The season went through it. Praise God. And that's really why sometimes you have to, what I'm trying to say, you have to study a day before so that you can be up on whatever is going to be said when you come here on Sunday morning. I know I've been saying this, and they ain't going to get nobody, they ain't going to do nothing. But you're not hurting me, you're hurting yourself when you don't study. Take time and study the Word of God. And I'm making it all perfect, making it all perfect for you to be able to help you to get the lesson and to learn and get it in your spirit. And you have the tapes, you get the tapes, and you can listen at the tapes, and this will help you all through the day whatever you're doing during the day. You always have to take the card in there and listen at the tapes. Amen. And not so that we want the money. We want the money and not and none of that. It is that we want to get something in you. Huh? Get something in you. See, some people say, oh yeah, that's all they want is the money. And that ain't, and not all that they want is the money. Amen. These things that will try to help you, to stimulate you, to get the word in you. All right, so here, we go back to Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Let's look at that and back up a little bit here, and then we come back into the lesson. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Somebody can tell me real quick what it said.
Is powerful.
Uh-huh.
Sharper than any two-edged.
All right.
It cuts to the asunder.
That's beautiful. Anybody else can tell me? Uh-huh. All right. That's what I'm saying. See, you don't have nobody to give you no input, and then you ain't got too much of a teacher. Class, help the teacher. All right. Amen. For the word of God is quick. It's quick. Amen. For you can bet your eye. It's quick. Amen. It don't hit you. It don't knock you. It don't stuck you. It don't cut you. It's quick. Amen. And before you can bat your eyes, it's quick. That's what the Word of God. The Word of God ain't no fairy tale. And all that these fools down here, these folks on your job and wherever you be at telling you that, man, you don't need to listen to that stuff to my no Word of God. Man, you don't need to do it. Man, you don't need to, that old stuff ain't true. That man, all that kind of telling you all that stuff. Amen. But the Word of God is true and it's right. Amen. Some people, praise God, they are atheists. Amen. And they want to do it because their sister said they'll undergo. Praise God. Amen. The devil got some imps. The imps of the devil. They're what? The imps of the devil. And their job is, amen, to come to confuse you and to train you and to get you to become one of them. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's their job. They train others to become as a imp of Satan. Amen. So you better get the Word of God in you. So you can be able to know what the Word of God said. I was listening to that bishop from the Church of God of Christ in the morning. You see, amen. And these folks, they learned and see, years ago, they wouldn't come in there and start preaching and teaching about no adultery and about all of these kind of things. Amen. What y'all hear me preaching around here, you hear me talking about around here. Amen, all of these faggots and all that kind of stuff. And he got on this morning and he told them about all these faggots. I mean, he broke it down to all that stuff I've been teaching. Amen, about all these faggots. Amen, he broke it down to, amen, folks are saying, amen, that the man that go with the woman, the woman go with the woman, come on here, and the man go with the man and all that kind of stuff. He broke it down the morning and said, amen, the people is not, the dog got more sense than them, and the cat got more sense than some of the people have. He broke it down this morning. The dog ain't gonna go with no she dog. Amen, and no man dog. No, they ain't gonna, he broke it down and said, the man dog ain't gonna go around smelling no man dog. I know he gonna get a lot of input, but it's right in the mouth. Amen. Y'all sitting out here and then y'all saying, I don't know why Bishop be saying all these things. Praise God. Somebody getting it. And it may not get it him, but somebody getting what I'm talking about. And it might be all the way down in Tennessee. Somebody got it. Amen. The Word of God must be preached. I mean, these folks is all messed all up. All messed up. The women going with the women's and talking about all this. They want to marry a woman. The woman want to marry a woman. The man want to marry a woman. Same sex and all that kind of stuff. And they believe that passing the law, all this kind of junk going on. And you know there's no good way. The Lord, the Bible ain't never tell nobody to do this. It's all he said, told them this morning, it's all in their mind. Mm-hmm. In your mind. All right, amen. So the Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's powerful. Otherwise, praise God, amen. You can't stop it. Stop whatever it's deceiving to do. It's powerful. Otherwise, it has a force. As a focus, of course. And then you try to intervene or to stop it, you cannot stop it because it's powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Praise God. And when man is, yes, sister?
Yes. Lord, to make us to be what God would have us to be.
That's right, be powerful.
Yeah, and the Lord comes. Down and
build
us up.
That's what it is.
That's why it's so
when you powerful. Go, that's why, this why it's going to say, when you go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, they tell you down and then they're going to build you back up. And the word of God will do the same thing. It'll tear you down, it'll build you back up. So that's why you can come to church and you'll get mad with the preacher. Don't need to get mad with the preacher. If he's sticking with the word of God, it's the word of God what is tearing you down. See, it's tearing you down. And then the word of God. I have one now on the road out there now preaching, and people that come to my meeting, they come there looking for healing, and they come there looking for, amen, some blessings and all that kind of stuff, amen. But they got to hear the word before I just started doing those things. And someone said, I ain't coming back no more because that man, I ain't time to go back. He talking about the word of God because they don't want the word of God. And the word of God, what's going to tell you now, they're going to bless you. If you don't get the word of God, what's it going to bless you? See? So, in my early days, I observed a lot of the prophets and a lot of the preachers that was out there, about the healers, the faith healers. They didn't do too much of talking about of the word of God. They only go into talking about, you know, healing and all this kind of stuff, you know. They didn't work on that. But see, the word of God, it is healing in the word of God. And you can't talk about no healing because the healing, it is God. Because he's the one going to do the healing. The man ain't going to do anything. So the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper. So don't need to sharpen the word. Otherwise, I don't need to put no input. No input. Pastor Jackson said you don't need to put your two cents in it. Don't need to put your two cents in it. Amen, because it already has what it needs. It has what it needs. Because, amen, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, amen, and it's piercing. Otherwise, amen, the point never get dull. The point never get dull. Otherwise, amen, you know, you go to the doctor and if they use the same needle two or three times or four or five times, then amen, the needle becomes dull. Huh? Amen. But the point here is does not never get dull. And what he says is sharper, quicker, amen, than any two-edged sword. Amen. Piercing. Even unto when?
To divine
what?
Asunder. Of soul and
spirit. Amen. Otherwise, amen, it don't have no stopping point. There's no stopping point.
Amen.
Because it's sharp and quick and powerful. Praise God. Don't have no sharpening, no stopping point. Praise God. It's going to root into wherever it's rooting into. Yeah. Amen. This is beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. And then what it does? It was all that.
Dividing
the soul and the spirit.
And of the joints and marrow. And is a discerner
of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Praise God. That's what the sword is all about. That's what it's all about. Amen. And what is the sword?
The word of God.
It's the word of God. So that's what the word of God is all about. What y'all just read this now. It's about all of this. The word of God is about all of this. Amen. It's root. It root in. It's, amen. It root out. It build up. Tear down. Amen. The word of God is all that, and it gives life to the dead. Whatever is dead, all of your limbs, of your body is dead, the parts that are dead. Because a lot of us got a lot of dead parts of our body that need to be alive. Amen. So when we get the word of God and get the word of God in us and inject the word in us and let it root. Let it get in there, then it's going to go in and it's going to heal all of those dead parts of the body. Yeah, I know that's right. Yes.
And it don't never miss the target.
It don't miss no target.
The red where it's aimed for, that's where it's going.
And that's where it's going. That's right. I know that's right. That's right. See, so, the devil don't want the people to hear the word of God and to receive the word of God, because he know what the word of God is going to do for them. And then and if the people receive the word of God, and then that was not too much for him that he can be able to do to them. So he's got to jump in and try to blind the eyes of the people. Come on here now, that they won't receive the word of God. Even what they said, or to read the word of God, or to study the word of God, then tell me, I'm too tired, I'm sleepy. Come on here now. Oh, I feel too bad, I'm sick, and all this kind of stuff. Is there anything to keep you from doing what?
Studying
the word of God. Studying the word of God. Every once in a while, we ought to pick up the word of God and study the word of God. Get the word of God in. So, because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we need that word. All right. Now we go to Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8.
And then shall that wicked be revealed.
Look at him. When you get the word in you, and then when the wicked is going to be revealed. Somebody come along to you, telling you this, or telling you something about Bishop Arnie, or telling you something about somebody else. The wicked is going to be what?
Revealed.
It's going to be revealed. Otherwise, amen. If you got the word in you, you ought to know how to look into, amen, what folks are saying and why they're saying what they're saying. Come on here now. Amen. Because then the wicked shall be revealed. All right. Whom what?
Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Look here. The Lord is going to consume them. Otherwise, he's going to cut them off.
Yes.
He's going to cut them off. He's going to consume them. He's going to destroy them. He's going to kill them. The wicked is not going to get away with what they're doing, what they're saying, and what they're doing, and how they're acting.
Right.
Not going to get away with it. You sing a song, you may run along for a long time, but my God Almighty is going to cut you down. He's going to cut them down. Amen. Then the Lord, amen, shall, amen, consume them. Read.
With
the spirit of his mouth,
and shall destroy it with the brightness of his coming.
Look at him, amen. With the spirit of his mouth, and shall do what?
Destroy the brightness of his coming.
The brightness of his coming. He's gonna destroy. He's gonna destroy. Amen. With the brightness of his coming, the Lord is coming. Praise God. And then when he come, he ain't gonna come, praise God, in no dim light. It's gonna be a bright light. Every eye is gonna see him. Amen. Everybody gonna see him when he come, praise God. And he gonna cut off somebody. Mm-hmm. He gonna cut them off.
So Bishop, that brightness is that's what we see, what you were just talking about, the power.
The power
of the word.
That's right.
Being in effect.
That's right.
Coming to cut them off.
They're going to come in to cut them off. Amen. The brightness of his word. It's going to come. It's going to cut them off. Amen. And ain't nobody going to get away with nobody. Somebody said, well, the Lord going to let me get away with this. And the Lord going to let me do it. Let me do this. And the Lord going to do it. And the Lord ain't going to let you get away with no wrong. No wrong doing.
Lord knows my heart.
That's how he knows the heart of man. Ain't gonna let you get away. And ain't gonna let Joe Blow get away. Ain't gonna let Rev get away with it. Amen. Everybody got to get, the Bible said, they're gonna have to give an account of the deeds that they have done. I don't care who, what kind of Rev they are, how much they can preach, and how much, amen, praise God, they got an authority that they're not gonna get away. Amen. God is going to stop them. They're going to stop them. Amen. And I know that's real right. All right, another verse of that.
Even him. Whose coming is after the working of Satan.
Look at who they coming after the work of Satan. Ain't it him that coming, and they're coming after the work of Satan. Amen. Otherwise, it was said on this morning, praise God, see, one side, Satan can say one side, and then the imp come along, and then they get the other part of that, praise God. But the work of Satan, praise God, he going to be shut off. He going to be cut off. Doesn't matter, praise God, he may be a big man now, but one day he coming down. Coming down now. He's going to come down. The work of Satan. Read now.
With all power and signs.
With all power and signs.
And lying wonders.
And look at him. And he is a wind. Satan is a lion. A lying wonder. Otherwise, we're going to, you can't believe nothing that Satan said. Amen. He come in with lies and the wonders. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We don't know how he's coming. He comes all kinds of ways. That's why we have to be aware. We ought to have our eyes open. Amen. Yes, daughter.
Richard, the one thing that I was seeing is that Satan never does his own dirty work.
That's what I was saying a while ago. See, he got those imps. Right. See, He got folks right around in the church, and he using them, you know, to carry a bone like a dog. And then, you know, when you carry a bone, you're always gonna bring a bone. Amen. That's the tricks in the acts of Satan. And he have the imps, his imps. Amen. Praise God. His imps, his soldiers. The imps are his soldiers. And his missionaries. That's right. It's him. And that's why we have to be well. We have to keep our eyes over that Satan will not twist things around and causing us to be able to go with him and do what he wants us to do. That's right. But we have to watch there. Now, another verse of that.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness.
With all the deceivableness of unrighteousness.
And them that perish.
And them that perish.
Because they receive not the love of the truth.
Look at it, because they receive not the love of the truth.
That they might be saved.
Now look at it, there is a lot of people, they don't want to receive, amen, the truth, the love of the truth. Amen. They don't want to receive it. Amen. You try to tell them, they don't want to go nowhere where they can receive the love of the truth. Amen. Some folks don't want to come to this church because it's too little. They look at it too little. Amen. But they need to be here where they can get the, amen, the love of truth. How small the church is, and how small the congregation is, they need to be here when they can learn something. Amen. And that is to learn, amen, the words of the truth. Amen. Otherwise, it is that they need the spoken word. Spoken word. Amen. Which is the sword of the Spirit. They need this. You cannot live without the word of God. You're gonna die. All right, now watch this here. Now read.
And with all of that
All right, let's pick it up. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up in the quite a bit here in this lesson, in this lesson that we wanted to bring out and get you to see. Amen. 2:8. Huh? You're definitely reading that, all right?
You want me to continue reading in that?
No, hold it. Just hold it right there. Chapter 2, all right. Amen. Job, chapter 4:9. That's my pencil. I got my octave down. I had to call it right there. All right. Job, chapter 4:9. Let's run it down to see what the actual really Thessalonians 2 is saying.
By the blast of God, they perish.
All right, by the blast of God, of God might perish.
They perish.
They perish.
And by the breath of his nostrils.
Now watch this. Amen. What is he saying in that first call there? By the breath of whom?
By the blast.
By the blast.
By God's power.
By the power of God. Amen. What did God speak? What did God spoken? The spoken word. Amen. It had to come from when?
God spoke.
It had to come from the breath.
Yeah,
the breath. Huh? Amen. It has to come from the breath. And amen. If you can speak a word, then you can't speak no word if the breath is not behind it. Your breath, otherwise you're breathing, not behind it, and nothing gonna come out of that. So he said, by the breath of God, the Lord read.
By the blast of God, they perish.
By the blast of God, and amen, they gonna perish.
And by the breath of his nostrils.
Look at it, by the breath of his nostrils.
Are they consumed?
All right, see that the first clause. The first clause of that. Read that verse again, the back one.
By the blast of God. They perish.
They're gonna perish.
And by the breath of his nostrils.
Look at by the breath of his nostrils.
Or they consumed.
They're gonna be cut off. They're gonna be stopped. Amen. Praise God. Be stopped. A Sunday school is that you get your learning. It is a school. It should be run like a school, a college, a beginner school, whatever. You learn your ABCs and then the college. And so this is what the people out there don't understand that when you attend a Sunday school, and then it takes you go right through college, amen. And it like you come here to the Sunday school here, on my papers, When I was incorporated, praise God, that it is a school. Yes. So now I have a right to be able to, if you finish it, if you keep on staying with it, then I can give you papers. That's why I can give you papers, and then they have to be recognized by the state. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? See, amen. Otherwise, what Bishop said, you don't have to go to no Bible school if you sit under my teacher. But this is Bible school. We call it Sunday school, but a Bible school. Huh? Mm-hmm. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Amen. See, so it is not what college you go to, or what school you go to, or what have you, or what Bible school. So the other folks say, they want to get a paper from this one, from the Bible school, their Bible school, or this Bible school, or that Bible school. But Sunday school actually is the Bible school. And I'm not talking about no any Sunday school. If there's a Bible school, they're gonna talk about a school that teaches, amen, what? What this church is about.
God-fearing ministry.
That's all under the God-fearing ministry. Now, every Bible school is not teaching under the God-fearing ministry. You can follow that down. If you want to, you can order you some material from Bible school, and you can look at it. And if you look at it systematically, you'll find out that there's no Bible-fearing teaching in there, and teaching that. And see, you're getting the same, getting more by coming to the Bible school, amen, which is we call Sunday school. And you would get, if you were going to, amen, some dean would help you. I had when in Pentecostal Assembly of the World, most of all the people, and the young boys went to Bible school and went to their school. They come out and they kind of act like the dean. Try to act like the dean, walk like the dean, talk like the dean, and all that kind of stuff. And then they got nothing. And they act like a fool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, daughter.
Which is very true, because I studied in the Nazarene School, which was a Bible college.
Uh huh.
And what they do, they distort the Word of God.
That's what they do.
More than they don't teach you.
They twist you. They make it small, bring it down.
Yes, they really do.
Yeah.
It just got so bad. I didn't complete the courses because I just couldn't take it anymore.
I know a lot of the fellows, amen, that went to the Bible school and they come out, amen, a fool. They make you crazy.
If you stay there.
Amen.
Make you crazy.
That was the fellow coming up. I went to the mother heard me say that I went to the National Convention one year in the Pentecostal Assembly of the World. And I got there, and the first time I ever went, I went to the convention. And when I got there, well, the president of the brotherhood asked me to speak when I was introduced to them and what have you. But I didn't know been to Bible school or anything like that, but I have been in the church Bible school. Amen. But there was one brother there, the brother Marischal. He was there. He had been to Ena Bible School. He was real smart. So he tackled the brother because the brother asked me to speak, and he said, "I never been to." So he ain't never been to the convention. And then all the while he was saying, "I don't know that." So then why are you gonna ask him to speak, and don't ask me to speak? Now he supposed to been real smart. This brother supposed to been real smart, and he was a dummy. He was real dummy. The brother been back up. It's not been, and ever since then, in their book, none of them never liked me. And that's some of the reason why I got out of Pentecostal Assembly of the World, because some of those brothers didn't like me. But I wasn't pushing myself. I'm just like y'all see me now. I'm gonna push. I ain't never push myself or try to make myself to be something great or anything of it. I never did that. So after then, praise God, when I came here and built the church, and they really got mad. They really got mad. What he think he doing? What he think he gonna do over there? He gonna be back again? So one of the sisters down in Plainville, I used to go down there and help them out down there before I came over here and play for them and help them out at the church down there. She was a young sister, her husband, he would never come to church when all the district elders and all those elders would come around He would never come out there. He they live right next to the church, but he never would come out there. But when I go there, he always would come. So I got him to go in the water. I baptized him. And so a few years ago, he died. So she told the secretary to call me up and tell me, ask me when I come over to the funeral, to the funeral and what have you. I went over there, and no educated folks, so-called educated people, he got up and said, yeah. Say, you might have baptized him, but they got the Holy Ghost through us. They got the Holy Ghost through them. Now, who give the Holy Ghost? The Lord give the Holy Ghost. There ain't nobody give no Holy Ghost to nobody. People were sitting in there, and they know what he was talking about, because they all, when I went there, because I hadn't been there in a long time. Now, everybody was on their feet when they saw me coming in the door. And that was made them mad too, and they and so when the man got there, when the brother got up there to preach, the one that called himself, amen, educated, so smart, he got up there and he couldn't get off the ground after he made that remark. The people closed right down on him. And it shows you that there's a lot of people, and I'm telling you, praise God, who have been to college and who say they've been to Bible class or Bible school and all that kind of stuff. They ain't got nothing to tell you. They got no teacher. Don't know how to conduct themselves. They think they're smart and they ain't smart. Amen. Praise God. So right now, praise God, those same people, some of them is still scrambling. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God, trying to knock me down and trying to kill me. Well, yeah, they asked me that. Some of the people and the elders and some of the pastors asked me to come back in there and to the PSW. I don't need that. I don't need to go nowhere where folk gonna be trying to knock me down. I don't have to hear that kind of stuff. The brother just died. I was telling
him,
look here, amen, by the blast of God, amen, the devil is going to do what?
He's
going to die. Read.
And by the breath of his nostrils.
And by the breath of his nostrils.
Are they consumed?
They're going to be consumed. You can talk and you can preach and you can do all of these things. By the breath of their nostrils, they're going to be when? They gonna be some. They can talk about me. They can low rate me. They can say all they know, everything about me, trying to kill me. Come on here now. But by the breath of their nostrils, they're gonna be those very people are going to be shut off. I'm gonna be consumed. No need to be trying to fight them. I ain't fighting them. I don't care what they do. But I don't have to stay on there and take all that stuff they trying to do to me. Amen. And read now, daughter.
The roaring of the lion.
Look at the roaring of the lion.
And the voice of the fierce lion.
Look at him. Look at those brothers, they always roaring. And they're trying to prove to somebody that they know this and they know this and they know that. They're roaring of the lion.
Roaring lion.
Amen. And that brother, what I'm talking about, he always, praise God, amen, he didn't like this and he didn't like that. And he always was, the bishop, that he talked about the bishop, he knocked the bishop down, and everything was wrong. Everything that you do was wrong. The man, he said that ain't supposed to marry no more. Now he just married, his wife died, and he just married another woman. Right, the next day, or the next week after his wife died, he done married another woman. And the woman was in the church, and the wife was on his back the whole time, was on the woman's back the whole time, and telling her to stay away from her husband. Boy, Mallory, being so smart, think he's smart. And he ain't smart. He wasn't smart. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Amen. And there are some people just like a roaring lion, and they always got a whole lot to say about this, always something to say about that. And that was that brother, He was about. He's about. Amen. Everything. He got something else to say about everything. Everything and everybody. Because he has become as a whom?
Roaring
lion. All right, read it now. Job is talking to him.
The roaring of the lion.
And the roaring of the lion.
And the voice of the fierce lion.
And the voice of the fierce lion.
Fierce.
Huh?
Fierce.
The fierce lion. Read.
And the teeth of the young lion.
Look at the teeth of the young lion.
Are broken.
Are broken. Amen. The teeth of a young lion is broken. Otherwise, he's tamed. A young lion could be tamed, but the old one, amen, you can't do nothing with him. But a young lion, come on here now, amen, you can seduce them, amen, you can talk to them, you can reason with them. That's right. A young lion, amen, his teeth is not, ain't that strong. You can be able to otherwise he don't have that much strength to be able to do a lot of damage to you because he's a young lion. Otherwise, he don't have the strength as an old lion has. That's what he's saying. All right. Amen. There's some more in there, but I got to keep going here because we're going to get out of here. All right. Daniel, amen, chapter 7, verse 9. Yeah, verse 9. There goes the 9 and then 10 is what we're going to talk about. And that's where we're trying to train you so that you know how to look at the Word of God systematically. How to study the Word of God so you can be able to understand what it said. Now, you won't have to go along with people when people tell you, say, well, the Bible talk against itself. And the Bible, praise God, that it is not right. Well, you'll know how to rightly divide the Word of God and to be able to tell that individual, praise God, you're wrong now, praise God, because what the Word of God is saying here is this and that. Read now.
I beheld till the thrones were cast down.
Look at him. Now, look what he's saying here. Now, Daniel's saying here, I beheld
till
the thrones
were cast down.
That was cast down.
And the Ancient of Days did sit.
Look at him. Praise God. Sometimes we have been cast down. What I'm saying? We have been cast down, and we are thorns, a throne, amen, who have been cast down. Praise God. Folks look at us as being nothing. Look at us, praise God, amen. You all sanctified folks, and you all this, Jesus on the folks, and they cast us down to nothing, make us look like we ain't nothing, praise God. But hey, we are somebody. Now watch, we're going to see what he's saying. Now read now, boo.
And the Ancient of Days did sit.
Look at, and the Ancient of Days, amen, it sat. That's all. Read now.
Whose garment was white as snow.
Look at him, amen. Praise God. Folk can cast you down, saints. Amen. Praise God. But what we about to do is keep our garment white as snow. And if our garment is white as snow, ain't nothing that the devil can do to us and say. All right, watch this now.
And the hair of his head. Like the pure wool.
And like the pure wool. Read.
His throne was like the fiery flame.
His throne was like a fire, a flame.
And his wheels as burning fire.
How to read.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him.
Thousands.
Ministered unto him.
And the minister unto him, read.
And ten thousand times ten thousand.
Stood before him.
The judgment was set. And the books were opened.
You know what I'm saying? Amen. We ain't gonna get away with anything. Nobody gonna get away with anything. The devil can roar like a lion and do what they want to do. They ain't gonna get away with nothing because the day of the judgment is already set. Mm-hmm. Or it's already what? It's already waiting for them. It's already waiting for them. Amen. They can do what they can say all they want to say, act like they want to act. They can roll all they will roll all night long. When I was down to Montgomery, they had a park there. And Montgomery had all the animals out there. And they had all these lions out there. All night long, you can hear them lions out there roaring all night. All day. Amen. Sometimes they get loose and get out. Mm. Amen. Praise God. But lions, when they roaring, praise God, they'll bite you. And that's what they want to do to you. And that's why you got to be aware, amen, of what lion is going to harm you and what lion is going to not harm you. So now what lion will harm you? You're ready to listen now. The old lion will harm you. That's right. And the young lion, praise God, he'll have his teeth fit. Amen. Is not strong enough to be able to do it much damage to you. Y'all got it. You got that. You keep that in your mind. But you fool around with the old folks, the old folks talk about they know everything. I know this and I know that. They'll mess you up.
That's right.
Mess you up. Praise God. Amen. All right. There's another verse of that.
I beheld then. Because of the voice of the great words.
Because of the great words.
Which the horn spake.
Which the horn, amen, spake.
I beheld even to the beast.
Even to the beast.
Was slain.
Well, which was slain.
And his body destroyed.
And his body destroyed.
And given to the burning flame.
And given to the burning flame. All right, amen. Just hold that down until y'all read that some more, because some more in there. Amen. And then we can go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. I'm coming in. You can have the class come on in, because we're going to get ready. Flame and fire.
Taking vengeance on them that know not God.
Amen. Flame is fire. Amen. Go take the vengeance of them that knoweth not God. Amen. Otherwise, amen, the fire is going to consume them. Mm-hmm. The one that don't know who?
God.
Don't know God. Amen. That don't atheism don't know God. And they try to make you become, amen, an atheism. So that's why you got to watch out. Amen. Folks think they're smart. They're smarter than you. And they know more than you know. Amen. Praise God. They're not smart enough. They become atheists. Read that again.
In flame and fire.
In flame and fire.
Taking vengeance.
It's taking vengeance.
On them that know not God.
Look at on them that know not God. In flame and fire. Amen. They're going to take when?
Vengeance.
They're going to take vengeance. Of them that don't know God. Don't know God. There's a lot of folks, they're nothing but atheists. Come on here. They don't know no God. Amen. They tell you too. They don't believe in no God. Don't believe that there is a God. The flame and fire is going to take vengeance on them that know not God. Read now.
And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now listen what it said. And those people, amen, they don't obey. They don't obey the gospel. They won't obey the gospel. Amen. Amen. Because they become anthems. Amen. And they out to do what? I said earlier, they out to do what? They out to, amen, to get you to, amen, to become, praise God, a Satan worshiper. Imp, that's right. That's what they're out to get you to become a Satan worshiper. Amen, praise God. Some folks sitting on the seat where you're sitting at,
Amen. Go to church and they're sitting on some folks sitting on the seat. Amen. They'll sit on worship. Satisfying being by themselves. They want to get somebody else, praise God, to go along with them. Now satisfy. And they'll do anything. Say anything. Twist anything around that causing you to see, praise God, now to come along with them. Amen. But you got to beware, amen, of dogs and lions. That's right. And you got to beware. All right. Now watch this now. Watch this now.
Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction?
Now these people is going to be destroyed, amen, with everlasting
destruction. From the presence of the Lord.
Amen. From the presence of the Lord. Amen. God ain't going to let them go down. You all see this. I want y'all to see this. Amen. Because some of y'all, amen, thinking that, amen, the people that live in all kinds of ways and doing all that they want to do, and they're telling you that when you get to heaven, they're going to be there too. They sit here and show you that ain't even so. Not so. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't gonna be sweeping through no city, and they ain't gonna be back no more.
All right.
Yes.
Because some really think that they're gonna be in heaven partying. They think they're gonna be in hell partying with their friends.
Yeah,
right. On the other week, I was telling a girl at work.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go to church.
Uh-huh.
And I think she has some sense of God, but she just She just likes the way that she is, doing nothing.
She's in the wrong place.
And just sitting at home all the time, never going to church or doing anything. And she was telling one of the other girls that she was going to be having a party with her friends.
Uh-huh. Some folks believe all that kind of stuff.
And it's just, I mean, I told her, I said, that's really, what you're saying just really doesn't make sense, but it is not the truth.
Some people's minds is all messed up because the man don't got their mind all messed up. Amen. Their mind is all messed up.
And she really has no fear, no matter what you say to her. She really has no fear of dying and going to hell. She thinks she's really going to be having a party.
Well, see, the God says, and he had the first said and he had the last said. Don't care how much what other people saying, amen, the Lord gonna let them get by, they gonna let them do this and do it. God said he had the first said and the last said. And he gonna, and those that don't live according to what the word of God said, God gonna cut them off. They're gonna cast them into hell. Amen. And some people say, and try to wipe out hell, but hell is in the Bible.
Right.
Amen. And hell is real.
Right.
One man went to hell, and he went there, and he sent a message back. He told him to go back and tell my brothers, amen, hell is no play thing. Don't come down here. Amen. Don't come down here. And this was a lot of folks, they need to know this, amen. And a man need to stop telling the folks there ain't no hell, because there is a hell. God got, amen, two ways that he has set up before man, amen. That is heaven or hell. So then he told us to choose whom we're going to serve. We're going to serve, we want to go to hell or we want to go to heaven. All right, now watch this now. They're talking about tell the class to come up. Yeah, read. Tell the class to come up.
Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord?
Now look at it. Now, if there are somebody is going to be, amen, punished. Look at somebody and say, somebody going to be punished. Amen. Because now, don't let these folk tell you that everybody is good and everybody going to make it and everybody is going to pass. Amen. If you got 20 people and everybody got a test and everybody trying to make that test, and everybody ain't going to pass the test. Somebody going to fail. Amen. Don't be foolish to think, amen, that the whole world here is going to pass, and God going to let the whole world pass coming here in all of their filth and dirt and whatever. And he told them already what he wants. Now read that verse again.
Who shall be punished?
Look at it. Somebody going to be punished.
With everlasting.
And ain't gonna be no just one day and one night. Come on here now, amen. But this punishment is gonna be for the everlasting punishment.
Yeah, everlasting destruction.
Destruction. Read.
From the presence of the Lord.
And all this gonna be, you're not gonna be with the Lord. Somebody going to heaven to be with the Lord. You ain't gonna be with the Lord.
From the glory of his power.
And the glory of it, and from the glory of his power. Mm-hmm. Amen. Somebody ain't gonna make it. Somebody ain't gonna make the test. Mm-hmm. And that's why we should choose today when we should serve. And we should get this spoken word in us. Amen. Which is the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Get it in us so that we can be able to make it into heaven. Amen. And we thank God for the word. Anybody got anything they want to say? I can go on, praise God, but I want y'all to say something. Yes.
I was thinking, Bishop, that the whole time you've been teaching about this thing of the wickedness and how they're going to be consumed, what came to my mind was this. Psalm 37 and 1, where how the Lord tells us not to fret ourselves because of evil.
How do you do it?
How you say when the wicked, how the wicked is going to be revealed.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to fret about it.
No.
Because, and we don't have to fret about how people are treating us and what they're doing. Like you said, the man that's so abusive to you. And we don't have to fret about it because we know in due season, as he said, they're going to be cut off.
They're going to be cut off.
And then that scripture says, they're going to be, the evil doers are going to be cut off.
That's right.
So Satan and all his imps are going to be cut off.
That's right.
And all of us that go contrary to God's will, it ain't going to be no party for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be everlasting destruction for
us. Right.
We're not going in the presence of God. What he tell us that he ain't going to let no liar tarry in his sight. So it ain't nothing unclean.
It's
going to come up to the kingdom of heaven.
Also.
So therefore, when he tells us he's coming back and he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle, he's looking for cleanliness.
He's looking
for a holy people.
Yeah.
Amen. A separated people, a people that has done, that has confessed, that they believe that he is God, and has been obedient to his law.
Yes.
We've taken the law at face value, as you tell us to take the word at all times. Take the word of God at face value. Take the law at face value. And we have lived it that way and not gone contrary to his word. So, and not played around thinking that heaven is a game and hell is a game.
No. That's what the folks are thinking. They think it's a game. Amen. But this ain't not the game. Amen. This is facts.
Truth. And when he comes back, he's looking for those that have believed the truth.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Everybody else. Amen. The word of God is right. It's right. Don't need nobody sitting up talking about amen. And not, there ain't no truth in it. It's truth. It's right. And it's so that if you look at the thing, what's happening into the world today, and look at it what the word of God said, then you can see that the word of God is right, because what had been said in the age of old, amen, you can see all these things that's come to pass.
That's right.
Amen. So something got to be right. Don't let the folk tell you that the word of God is not right, but because the word of God is right. Yes, somebody else got something to say.
To think of that game people, they have, you see them playing them more games, throwing them darts.
Yes.
See, a lot of them missed the mark.
That's right.
But this soul not gonna miss the mark. And wherever the word is supposed to hit, it hits.
It hits there.
It hits. Whether the individual admit it or not, they may not show it outwardly, but they're going to feel it on the inside.
Uh-huh.
That word is going to hit.
That's right.
And some people become, have the nerve to become offended when it hit, as though they have not a spot or wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
When they know inside they got a spot or wrinkle, but yet want to blame somebody else when that word hits.
Uh-huh.
You know?
All right.
The word hit, and when it hits, it's because there is a need for
there's
it.
There's a sore spot there.
It's not hitting just to be hitting. There's a need for it. It is supposed to hit.
That's right.
That means there is something missing there somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's got to pierce to make the individual pay attention and take heed and to know that there is something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Something needs to be corrected.
Needs to be corrected.
So it comes, for everything there's a season, the word say.
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything.
That's right.
Anything that happens, there is a reason.
Uh-huh.
We may not realize what it is at the time, but then later on, God does bring it to us, and we, that's why that happened. He opens it up to us maybe later on, and then we realize why what happened did take place. And that there is a reason for it. Oh, now that's the reason that happened like that. Oh, yeah, I was wondering why that. Now I understand. So there is a reason for everything. There's a reason for the word to hit. There's a need for the word to hit. Without the word, we are nothing. We cannot function. We cannot do anything without the word. We need the word to lead and guide us and to direct our path so that we will not stray.
Mm-hmm.
And that word is what will keep us on straight street. But that's where we want to stay on straight street.
On straight street.
See? And that word will keep us on straight street.
I know that's right.
We want to go down that narrow and that wrong way. We
want
to stay on straight street. So that's why that sword comes to pierce, you see, and to keep us on straight street. So we will know to take the right path and the right way to go. Because we have to watch our walk, our talk, our living, everything, so that it's not in vain.
That's right.
That's why we need the sword daily, all the time,
around
the clock. We
mm-hmm.
need the sword. Thank you.
Amen. That's good. We do need the sword. Amen. Praise God that it might pierce and correct everything that needs to be corrected in our body. Praise God. Amen. Anybody else got something I want to say? Now, this is a good lesson. It's a good lesson.
I just like how you were talking about how the sharpness of the word, how it doesn't need any input.
That's right.
It don't need our 2 cents.
No, no.
Right. Don't need us to add nothing to
it. Don't need to add nothing to it. Don't need
to
put
it. It needs to do itself. It's just sharp enough just to do that.
That's right.
I really like that because you have so many people trying to add something, you know, when they get up and talk.
Right.
And instead of just coming with the word at face value and the truth and letting the power of the spoken word in them, just do the sharp, use what it has. The word is sharp.
That's right.
And when it comes to power, it comes sharp. And we don't need to add nothing to it.
That's right.
We just need to do, let it do what it has to do.
Amen. The word of God, it says it quickens, it makes you alive. Then you, like she said, stick with the word, amen. We don't need to add nothing to it and take nothing away. Because if it comes to quicken us, that means we're going to be very much alive with the word of God.
All right. Somebody else got something they want to say. We don't need to just come here, just sit and don't get nothing out of it. I'm trying my best to try to get everybody to understand it, to see what is being said. Praise God for that you may learn.
Amen.
Amen. One day you might be teachers, you may be teachers, you might be deans, you may become, praise God, great teachers for help you. But you need, this is your start now. Your start now, praise God. And if you follow on, and then you'll have something to tell somebody.
Amen.
have something to tell somebody. All these little things y'all hear me say around here. Amen. This is for your learning. Amen. All of these old songs that I sang. Amen. All these kind of these things. Amen. See, man, you follow on and pick these things up as you follow. Amen. You become a teacher and then you become, praise God, a great help to somebody. See, that's a little thing. Some people, that's the only thing, that they little thing, they'll pass, you know, let it pass by. Don't let them pass by. Amen. Don't let it pass by. I said the other night, I was saying, praise God, I went to Pastor Hart and I went to Jamaica with Pastor Jackson. Amen. With Pastor Jackson. Before then, praise God, amen, I was driving for her, and when I didn't go, Pastor Hardy, she drove for her. Amen. But we learned, amen, the ins and outs of her teaching. We learned the in and out of her teaching, praise God. Amen. And when we went to Jamaica, I said on the other night, when we went to Jamaica, amen, she put me up to speed, amen, something like 1,900 people. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish she put me up, amen. I never spoke in a crowd of folks of that, 1,900 people. Mm-hmm. You have to know how to put in some input. Yes. You can't just stay with what that verse said. If you ain't got nothing else to say, then you're in a bad shape. So what Bishop's saying, all these little things that y'all hear me say, little things that you hear me saying, then you all get it in your spirit, get it into your mind, so that you can be able to have some input on certain things I say. It will help you down through the year, but don't keep on going on to your. Paul said that he knows nothing. He cannot do nothing without the Father. I know nothing. What all I tell you, all I said, I got it from the Father. The Father gave it to me. Yes. He gave it to me, praise God. Otherwise, he had picked up on all the things that the Father said. Though he got something to tell you. He got something to give you to you. But if he did not take it in and didn't listen to and picked up the thing that it said, then he wouldn't have nothing to say to him. Now you may, what I'm saying, you may know some parts of the Bible, saints, but don't ever get it in your head that you don't need nothing else. You don't need all nothing else. You hear me teaching around here? You hear me teaching around here? And I teach, amen, to the old and to the young and to the backyard into the front yard. Otherwise, I'm saying I don't leave nothing out. That's a good teacher. Amen. I take a scripture and I can break it down all kind of way, and I can take it and break it down and tell you something. I didn't get that going my way. Amen. I had to sit under somebody to get that. Yes. They pick up things what other people said. I said a few months back, I was saying, praise God, my mother-in-law went out with some people to eat, and then they brought her the finger bowl, and she took the thing, amen, started drinking it, thought it was fruit. Amen. What was the thing that she should have been doing? Huh? No, she was supposed to, if she didn't know what to do, what the finger bowl was, or the fork was, come on here now, and how to use a fork, come on here now. What you got to do? Huh? She got to watch the other folks observe. You don't go just diving in there doing something. That don't show that you smart at all. And the only way that you're going to prosper and you're going to make it, amen, you can't, decided that you're going to go your way, that your way is the only way I'm going to go, and that's all that teaching is for those that need to be taught and that want to be taught, want to learn more than what they have. You may know some things, but don't just go on and know some things. So I don't need no more. I don't need to understand no more. I don't need to learn no more. No, you're wrong. We all need to learn more. What I'm trying to tell y'all in here is that we need to come to church and try to learn. Put it on tapes. Listen to them talking, and some people walk in the door, and they'll sit, and they're going on their knees and start hollering out, crying, praying. You don't pray, you don't do that. Hollering out, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, have mercy. And somebody up here talking and trying to get some thought over to somebody. You down there talking. You don't have to get on your knees and hollering out no prayer. You don't have to get in there, because otherwise, what I'm saying, you need some training. And then where so. Amen. It cuts until Sunday. It goes in. It works on the inside. It roots on the inside. And everything that is not, that needs to be corrected in our wind, that needs to be wind, being corrected in our body, then amen, that sword, amen, by going in, cutting into it and going in, it's correct. That's right. It's correct. We need teaching. We need help. That other thing that I see around here in the church and here that you need correcting. You need to be helped on. You can't get, so you, don't get it in your mind that you all right. In church school, praise God, this church school is just as a college. That's being what I'm trying to set it up as a college. And when you come here, you're going to learn everything. So when you go to college and go there, somebody said they were going to college and they were taking up a certain things. And when they got into it, then they started teaching a whole lot of stuff. Amen. And they thought that it was outrageous. They were looking for to be taught something else. Amen. But they took them into something else in order to get, they don't understand, in order to get where they're going. If you're going to school, you're going to take up plumbing. Say plumbing.
Plumbing.
They ain't going to just teach you how to take in the room in there and take you in there and you start to work with some pipes. You can tell the people, even they ask you what learning, what college you went to. You went to, amen, Greater Evangelical Apostolic Assemblies of the World. Amen. Because I'm going to make sure that you learn something. If you don't learn nothing, it's nobody fault but yours. You keep on coming to me. Keep on sitting on my lap, my learning. God bless you. I'm finished. In the hands of the superintendent.
Yes, sir.